Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, as I said yesterday, you know, looking at the film, it was a lot of positives from the game yesterday. Proud of the way that the players played for 60 minutes. We didn't play perfectly, certainly, in any phase, but we did a lot of things that we wanted to do in each phase and didn't make a lot of big mistakes to help them out and then created some turnovers ourselves. So anytime you play like that, you know, against a team that does a lot of things like Cleveland does, you know, poise and keeping your composure for 60 minutes and just trying to execute play after play gives you a chance to win, and I thought that's really what the film demonstrated this morning. Well, they mixed a lot of things in terms of their coverages. I mean, they pressured us heavily sometimes, and then they dropped eight and once or twice nine guys back into coverage, you know. And so when you're mixing those kind of dramatic, I mean, that's a dramatic swing. There's either seven or eight coming at you or two. You know, you got to be real smart and selective with what you're going to try to do. Sometimes you don't have enough time to get the ball maybe down the field where you want to get it when they bring everybody, and then you got to be real smart when they drop out nine guys, you're going to throw it to somebody, you know. So in the second half, we caught them on some pressures there, picked up the blitz very well. I mean, threw 37 passes and gave up no sacks. I thought he helped that out a lot in terms of his movement in the pocket. He bought some time on some plays where he needed to, and he helped our protection out and, you know, and was able to find some guys down the field on, you know, a couple of them on big third downs and the one to Gaffney, you know, that we really needed there in the fourth quarter. Be smart. You know, I mean, usually when they got nine guys covering three or four, you know, you don't got too many openings there. So, you know, we practiced some of that because they had shown that before, and we just, hey, make sure everybody gets out when that happens and then try to give yourself an outlet. You know, he hit Graham on the sideline on one when they did that. Then he waited and then bought some time on the one that he hit Stokely down there in the red zone, and Stokely got a first down. So I thought he was very smart in those situations. And, again, like I said, against a team like that, that's kind of the trick, you know. They bring so much pressure at you that you're thinking you got some things open quick a lot, and all of a sudden they drop everybody out. And the reason they do that is to try to bait you into throwing an interception. Yeah, we had some guys in, and we had talked about them. You know, if they all bail, then we got to bail too. You know, we got to get out of protection and get into the route and give the quarterback somebody to dump the ball to.
When you first took over, you know, there's two school of thoughts when you come in. You want the 3-4 defense, but you come into a team that's a 4-3. Some do it gradually, over time. You kind of made the decision to go ahead and go for it from the start. What went into that decision?
Well, the 4-3 really wasn't. It really wasn't here. I mean, the way that they had played the style and the you know, the guys, we just felt like it wasn't like we had a solid 4-3 defensive scheme in terms of our personnel to fit that scheme. So, you know, in other words, why take a year and do that when it really wasn't, you know, in place to begin with? So we just said, hey, just make the change, just go. And so everything from the, you know, from the first few weeks that, you know, that we got here, you know, moving forward, we just said, all right, we're going in that direction regardless, you know, and we're gonna, and it might not be perfect, you know, but we're gonna get it as close to perfect as we can get it by the time we start playing games. And it was that simple, you know. It was that simple.
You did do some 3-4 and it was your game.
Yeah.
So was the personnel kind of a mix, 4-3-3?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's, mixture, but most of the guys here didn't really have much experience playing in that system, you know, in the 3-4 system. Because the 3-4 they played last year was more of kind of a hybrid, gimmicky type of deal. And, you know, I don't really think that it created much success when they played it anyway, you know. So we're coming in, looking at it, and looking at what we had and saying, all right, let's go ahead and make the transition, move the guys that were ends in the 4-3, move him out to linebacker, and then go ahead and start that process. And then everybody we brought in since then, you know, has kind of fit that mold. Andre Davis, you know, Ayers, Hagan, you know, I mean, those guys were here. But, I mean, you know, the guys that we've brought in since we made that transition are guys that we targeted and feel pretty good about.
Has Ayers been more of a coverage-type guy?
No, he's in. He's mostly in and sub right now. You know, in our nickel and dime packages, and he's working every week to get better. Had a good week of practice last week, and just a process for Robert. Mike, that is most rookies. Well, we knew that they would want to try to establish Lewis, and I think we held him to two yards of carry, you know, and really clogged up the middle nicely. Fields played well. Andre Davis played very well. You know, we had a lot of good plays inside, you know, with our front seven that really stopped that inside running game. They really never got it going for the most part. You know, we didn't give – we knew Cribbs was kind of a gadget or explosive type of a player for them on offense, and we really tried to focus on limiting his production. I think he had 26 yards on offense. You know, they were a good screen team coming into the game, and we really didn't give up any plays on screens. And then we wanted to attack, you know, our left side, their right side of their offensive line, and that's where Elvis really made a lot of his plays there in the second half. Did a nice job on third down. Obviously, when you don't give up any touchdowns, you know, you did something right. And then they did a nice job forcing turnovers again, you know, forced three turnovers. You're hopeful. I mean, it's a credit to the entire defense, though. I think it's not just four guys in the back end. I mean, the pass rush is part of that. Putting them in long yardage situations where you can play a little deeper is part of that. And then being smart with who you're playing against is a part of that. You know, when you got Braylon Edwards or, you know, guys that can go down the field and make plays like we played against Cincinnati, you got to make sure that you're deeper than they are and you discourage the quarterback from throwing them. So that's a defensive thing, and our entire defense has really bought into that and done that, you know, nicely for the first two games. You always expect there to be a learning curve with things where players are playing in positions that maybe they haven't played before. And I still think the biggest thing is we've still got a long way to go and a lot of things to improve on. I mean, we've played two games. That's really it. And, you know, we've done some good things. We've also made some mistakes that we need to fix. And but, you know, there's a learning curve, certainly. We did not play a game yesterday where we didn't make a bunch of mistakes. We did. You know, unfortunately, we got away with some of them. And, you know, we got to work hard this week to fix them. Yeah, I think the biggest thing is most of the guys playing outside linebacker in this league have never played outside linebacker in their lives either. I mean, there's not that many teams in college football that play that. So when you're evaluating players coming from college, you're looking at guys that play defensive end with their hand on the ground most of the time, like Elvis did. And you stand them up, and they still get to rush plenty nickel and dime with their hand on the ground, like Elvis did yesterday. And then you put them, you know, stand them up on the end of the line of scrimmage, and they got to do a few things in coverage that maybe they haven't done before. But we're not asking any of those guys to do anything, you know, cover any, you know, spectacular player by themselves all over the field. We're not asking that of our guys. So Elvis was just a guy that, you know, we know he's got, you know, a different skill set than a lot of players do. He's short with long arms, you know, and we talked about that last night after the game, and he's – he can be very troublesome, you know, to pass protect against because of it. Yeah, he's a great leader. He's got great work ethic. He studies as much or more than anybody else on our team. Does a great job of showing our younger players how to practice, how to prepare. You know, he's played in this defense before. He understands what's required of him, you know, to be physical, to go downhill. It's not a jump around blocks defense, and he doesn't do that, you know. And I think when you haven't played in that style of defense before, to see somebody like that come in and do it the right way, I think it's always helpful, you know. And Andre's eager to share any knowledge he has that he's learned over the last 7 years, you know, playing in this scheme with anybody, you know, that wants to know. He's a veteran player who's mature, a great leader, and obviously he's still playing well.
I know it's early in the week yet, but the Raiders front four, as good as it gets, have been quite impressive.
Yeah, they're big and physical and quick and disruptive. There's a lot of things that you could say about their front four and their team in general. I mean, they got a really fast team, a lot of speed everywhere. And they got great size, and they're very physical. So it doesn't matter whether you're talking about the front four, the receiving core, the linebackers, the running backs. Which you pick one group, they all fit into that category somewhere. Big, physical, fast, or sometimes all three.
Josh, there was a long stretch around the second quarter, you know, more than 25 plays where every receiver and tight end played except for Brandon Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Just again, we're all our guys are going to play. They know that, and just the course of the game and some of the personnel groupings we're in. Gaffney took a lot of the single receiver grouping, you know, plays that we ran, and that's how we practiced it during the course of the week. And during that stretch, I think there were quite a few of those in there, and there were some two receiver groupings, but we were rotating in and out, and just the way it goes, you know, just the way it goes. We got a lot of guys that deserve to play, and that's how we're going to play. Period. Say it again. Sure.
Turnovers have been a problem here, and it's been a, you know, one reason why you're 2-0. I mean, what is the deal? I mean, practice turnovers. You say everyone says they want turnovers. Everyone practices turnovers.
Mm-hmm. I think one is being conscious of trying to create them on defense, which, you know, I mean, look, they snap the ball on the ground the one time and we fall on it. That I don't, you know, we don't practice that, you know, but Elvis knocked one out on Cribs later in the game. You know, we get an interception late in the game. It's practicing them, being conscious of trying to get them, but being smart about it. You know, you don't want to try to strip the ball and then let the guy run free and not tackle him either. So understanding the opportunity to go after the ball and not go after the ball is important. Offensively, just being very smart when you're in a crowd. You know, our backs did a nice job of really kind of tucking the ball and protecting it yesterday when they got held up, you know, because that next guy usually comes in, he's looking for the ball, you know, and it's just – executing what you're supposed to do and being in the right place a lot of the times gives you a great chance to create turnovers. And if you're making a lot of mistakes where you're not in the right position, then you can, you know, you find yourself with very few opportunities to create them. But, you know, our guys were kind of in the right place yesterday and did some of the things that we try to coach them to do when they have an opportunity. And we're trying to make a conscious effort on both sides to either get them or not give them a chance to create them. We're going to use whoever gives us the best chance to have a successful return. That does not necessarily mean that it'll only be Eddie Royal. Could be multiple people. Mm-hmm. I was a kicker. That was a good game for us to learn from. I think in multiple ways, though. We had a couple ball handling situations come up in the return game, first of all, where the wind was very strong, as you look at it, from coming to our bench. And we can cheat our returner a little bit more than what we did on a couple things, and it hit the ground and rolled out of bounds. One was a touchback on the kickoff. And then for the kickers, the same thing. You know, if you're going to get that tremendous crosswind, you know, sometimes it's hard to – you know, feel good about starting it way outside the post and hoping that the wind's going to bring it back in. And, you know, those of you in this room that are good golfers, you know, you probably understand that more than I do. But, no, you got to start out a little bit wider, and then you got to count on the wind to do something with the ball, you know. And we did, you know, once or twice there, and then we happened to, you know, miss a couple left where we started it too far to the middle, you know. And when there is a significant wind, which yesterday's wind was significant, I thought, in the kicking game at least, you know, we have to adjust to it. I'm not saying that.
Yep.